This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kesslering's back in practice. Can we expect him soon? Do you think he'll be back early soon?
We'll progress him. Hopefully, I think tomorrow's an off day for him. But Monday we'll get him involved in some physical stuff and see how he reacts to that. Midweek we'll hopefully have a decision whether he can play or not.
What's this like having so many guys who are injured but are practicing, and the practice ice is, the minutes are guys need that time now?
Yeah, I mean, there is, let's be realistic, there's not a lot of practice time for us with the way the schedule is going to unfold. It's more about playing and getting rest with the number of games we got in a short period of time coming up.
When you've got guys like Kozak and them trying to battle their way back in the lineup, how difficult is that for them, given how well
they'll
the team's
be ready? Those guys get their work in. They're putting a lot of work on the ice, they're putting a lot of work off the ice. I think you've seen where guys have stepped in and played well. You look what our goalies have done when they've stepped in. Our job is to have these guys ready when they're called. And Gally Cozy, if you stuck him in tonight, he's ready to go.
Are you more inclined with Kesslering because he's had these tweaks to give him more time, especially with the way your other D are playing?
I don't even know what more time would be. Right now might be more time. There's only one person. It gets to a point with anybody's situation that only they know how they feel. So he'll let us know when he feels well enough. I think once he's cleared, seeing him on the ice today means he's cleared to probably for 90%. We get Monday, Tuesday, and it's how he reacts to more physical stuff, where you have to push off more, you have to grind more, you have to battle more than just skating around shooting pucks.
It seems like he puts a lot of pressure on himself, especially coming over in the trade, just wanting to put his best stuff out there, and probably hasn't been 100% all year. Do you say anything to a guy like that as a coach to kind of try to ease some of that pressure, because he's putting a lot of it on himself, it seems like?
Yeah, I think when he told me this is the first time he's ever been hurt, I think if you've been hurt in the past, you know how to handle it. I think with this, it's just be yourself. You can't get caught up on trying to be something that you're not. I think he knows what he is. I think just play your game, make the right play at the right time, and when you're back in, just help us win games. We don't need anything extraordinary. It's just he's been in a tough place where, there's two different injuries have really slowed him down. I think it's slowed him down to what he really is, but we'll get him back. In the meantime, we've needed guys to step in and play well, and we've had guys that have picked up the ice time for us.
As far as Matias's offense goes, he attributes a lot of it to confidence. But, I mean, if you examine it a little more, just, like what do you attribute it? Beyond confidence, what do you attribute, you know, his increased production to, I guess? Is it just, like, does he have a different mindset? Like, I guess, what do you think?
I don't know. He's, I've said in the past, he shoots the puck really well. I think you saw an example of that on that shorthand. He's got a real hard shot, and he's put himself in a lot of good situations. I mean, look at the first goal we scored. You know, he ripped the wrist shot that broke the guy's stick. He recovered the puck and then set Doan up. But he's been able to, you know, put the puck past the goaltender when he's got himself in good position.
Lindy, for those of us who haven't seen your team play this season, what's the key in your mind to the success you've had on the penalty kill?
You know, I think it's a lot of things. We've had big saves at big times. We haven't allowed pucks to go through us. We've stayed away from the seam plays or, you know, where teams can expose you and go back door. We're a lot better at getting the puck down the ice. Last year we got burnt a lot of times where failed clears would hurt us. So it really isn't just one thing. I think it's a combination of, you know, three or four things that have improved from day one at camp. And those are probably the major things.
As far as your improvement in these last 13 games, it looks from the view from 20,000 feet like your team has really cleaned things up defensively. Is that an oversimplification?
I think any team, when they get out of a rut, it usually is defensively. You know, we had a tough go. We had a lot of injuries. We had started the year without a couple, you know, key centermen. Getting Norris back was big. I think part of that is staying away from the, you know, the high danger opportunities, the rush type of chances. I felt last game we got a little bit careless and handed the Rangers some chances. But, you know, we kind of review all those. We go through with the team almost daily. I think it's a big part of what every team is trying to prevent. The high quality, you know, the odd numbered rushes, which the odds of getting scored against are always greater.
He's probably not playing tonight, but Zach Jones, I mean, what do you make of the offensive output he's had in Rochester? Because, I mean, he's really doing things that guys have never done. I mean,
yeah, well, I think you've got a player that has NHL experience that is known for his offense and is very good. And I think at that level, he can expose some players for sure. I haven't watched him play a lot down there, but you can see it in practice here that, you know, he's got a good vision. He can find guys, and I think he's pretty good at getting pucks through.
First look or game against the Ducks, they had a hot start. What do you see with the Ducks team?
I think we're going to see a real desperate team tonight for sure. You go through stretches like we had a stretch earlier in the year. I understand what they're going through, and I think you get in something like that, and it's desperation. I think they're physical. They got some big players. They can, you know, they got some defense that can punish you too. We're going to have to be on top of our game, playing the game fast, getting pucks in behind them, winning foot races. But they got skill, they got size. There's not a game you can take anybody for granted, and we're certainly not going to take these guys for granted.
Lindy, you've got a stretch of five games in the next 7 days. There isn't a lot of time for practice as well. What does this team have to kind of do to conserve its energy and conserve its output in the stretch?
Not practice. We've kind of talked about, laid out with our fitness people, what this 12, 13 game segment of games looks like. Depending sometimes on how the game goes, there's a chance you could practice for maybe 20 minutes and then not skate in the morning. You know, I think you're looking at if let's use tomorrow as an example, if you skated and practiced, we probably wouldn't skate on game day. You've got to conserve energy where you can conserve it. I think some people would look at that, well, that's minimal. They really don't do too much. But I think through you know, through a week, all of a sudden you've expended X amount of energy that could be used inside a game. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.